Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
So here's how it went down Monday at record-setting Stockman's Livestock in Yankton, South Dakota. Let's set the scene. Yankton is nestled in feedlot, farmer feeder, and ranch country in the corner of Dakota South, Iowa, and Nebraska. There's a packing plant adjacent to the sales pavilion, which makes it handy. It's also an hour away from the packing plant town of Sioux City, Iowa. Perfect storm, right? And just when we thought we'd seen everything, with a load of 1,820-pound fats hitting 219.50 last week, they went and outdid themselves Monday when a random red baloney bull weighing 22.75 entered the ring, unaware that he was going to be sold to the highest bidder for a mind-boggling 195. A pound. Do the math, and Big Red entered the next short phase of his life hitting $4,436.50. You could buy 2,977 burgers at Burger Thing for his negotiated price. Would like to tell you that Big Red was turned out to a pasture of Angus first calf heifers, but that's not gonna happen.
Cowboy up.
Yesterday at the CME, front month live cattle dropped 110 to 201.87. April fats off 150 down to 198.65. Not too shabby, but a far cry from Tuesday's fat cattle sale at Stockman's in Yankton, where a draft of 1,550-pound steers melted at 217. 1,540-pound heifers out of Iowa topped the charts at 216.75. March feeders tipped 225 to 268.25, whilst April contracts slipped 220 at 267.22 on the close. Cattle inventory at an all-time low, so don't get too shook up. Monday at FLA, Faith Livestock Auction in the T-Rex capital of the world, Faith, South Dakota, a string of 110 head of black-headed calves averaging 522 sizzled at 406. Hot barn indeed. See video details of Wednesday sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. A flu-ravaged Monty James headed back to bed. Outski.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okanava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Faith Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Work safe, not hard. With the Daybin paddle sweep, it's virtually impossible to get harmed. And talk about performance, the Day Sweep can handle an avalanche of grain as the flexible rubber paddles move the grain gently to the pump, used by large cooperatives and farms alike for safety, value, and quality, with virtually no grain left in the bin. Thus, no need to enter the bin. See this amazing life-saving invention at daybinsweep.com. That's day with two A's, binsweep.com.
Tip of the hat to all the new customers nationwide from DiscountWesternWear.com, a division of Young's Western Wear, Valentine, Nebraska. The Weber Ranch family, owners of Young's, appreciate your business and work hard to provide quality products at an affordable price. Don't let the name fool you. This is top-of-the-line products from Arion, Justin, Carhartt, Tony Lama, Wrangler, Twisted X, Circle Y, Cactus Saddlery, plus many, many more, all at super affordable pricing. Hence the name.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at Legendary Discount Western Wear.com.